got it, ma'am.
Kimberly Mason.
Okay, Ms. Mason, let's see who wants to conduct Ms. Mason's hearing.
I do.
You, Mr. Honorable Mr. Neal is going to conduct your hearing, so just hang on to the phone, ma'am, and Honorable Mr. Neal will be right with you.
Okay.
Good afternoon, ma'am. Will you state your full name and ABC number for the record, please?
Kimberly Mason, 328008.
Thank you. We will put everyone on board with getting clemency in reference to the community supervision revocation this afternoon. I'm going to introduce the board members and will conduct your hearing. We have the Honorable Michael Johnson, Honorable Gail Rittenhouse, Honorable C.T. Wright, and our board chairman, Honorable Lloyd Norris. My name is David Neal, I'll be your attorney. Also, we have the Honorable Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections, and I also represent the parole office today. So prior to this hearing, we received a notification form advising me of the hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes.
Now, during that form, you identify your right to appear and speak on your behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Do you have an attorney or representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, so at this time, I'm sure you and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or sue, or do you swear the form?
Yes.
I do.
Okay, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of the supervision have been violated. And then phase two, if they've been violated, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So what I'm going to do for phase one is I'm going to read the one allegation that's under warrant, and I'm going to ask if it's true or false. Allegation number one is a violation of Area 1 Condition of Supervision number 12D, demonstrated by your failure to report in person to South Mountain Parole Office by 10 a.m. on or before September 6, 2018. Your whereabouts are unknown unless you have absconded from supervision. So that's true or false?
True.
Okay, so based on the admissions of Ms. Mason, I'm going to find she delinquent as she violated the terms and conditions of her supervision and that she may have lapses or back lapses of incurred wages or company.
Second.
Very good.
Motion by myself, seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Cummins. Okay, we're going to be moving into phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Westby is going to give us some background information, so stay there on the phone and I'll give that back to you.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Westby.
August 24th, 2018, Ms. Mason was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. She was arrested February 17th, 2019 by UMPD on new felony charges of attempted possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia. She was back in DOC custody on February 20th, 2019, with an adjusted community supervision end date of June 5th, 2019, 164 abstain days. Current conviction, 2018, child/adult abuse, 2 counts, each for 1 year. 2018, drug paraphernalia, 1 year. She has no prior convictions. This is her first term in DOC. CUIR score 2-2, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary violations are minimal. After a return to DOC on February 24th, 2019, she received a ticket for unauthorized smoking or tobacco use. She has no arrest on record. She has arrest on record, however, all charges were dismissed or drug-related charges. She has clean risk scores of G1, B1. The obsessed charges here received March 13th, 2019 from Unit Supervisor Bullock that says, according to the Yuma County Attorney, they have no pending charges.
Thank you, sir. Okay, we have a summary of the case supervision. So as your residence, you approved to reside at Skelly House in Phoenix. You did go to the residence, however, you arrived after your check-in time and failed to produce your acceptance letter. Therefore, you to establish residency. On August 27th, 2018, CCO Finney confirmed that he was residing at Crossroad Mission located at 944 South Arizona Avenue in Yuma, and would be allowed to reside there until September 6, 2018. This was the offender's last known address. So you were gone quite a while. Where did you go, ma'am?
I was on the streets.
Pardon me?
I was on the streets in Yuma. I was eating.
Okay. So were you working at all?
No.
What were you doing?
Staying at my friend's houses.
Okay. Why didn't you check in with your PO?
Because I didn't have a way to go. I didn't have a ride to Phoenix. So I had to come.
Okay. Looks like you're assigned a task, but you didn't have any calls for a drop. And I'm going to see if I find some of the board members have any questions at this time. Okay, ma'am, we're going to be nearing the end of your hearing. We're going to be going into discussion shortly to make a determination, but before we do, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement if you would so desire. If there's anything else you'd like to tell the board before we make a decision, now would be the time.
I'd like to say that, well, when I showed up at the selling house, I was never given a bed except the third for my CO3 here in prison, and then when I showed up, they didn't have a bed for me, and they didn't know who I was, so I went back to Yuma. I did a scout, and that is my fault, because I did start using. I don't feel like I'm ready. I don't want to be reinstated. I would not like to be reinstated on parole, because I would like to just stay here, because if I know if I go out, I'm back on parole, I'm just
going to
come right back.
That's honest. All right, thank you. The board will be going into discussion and make a determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. But stay on the phone. You can hear the entire conversation, and once we've made a determination, I'll be back with you, okay?
Okay.
All right, board is now in discussion. Well, Ms. Mason made it pretty clear to him that she would like to kill her members with the scan time and that information. I would not have seen her as a good candidate for the Charter Community Supervision anyway. So, I mean, there's discussion if there is any from any of my fellow board members this time. Any discussion? Okay, so based on all information, board number 2018W2616, Ms. Mason's testimony and information from the Department of Corrections. I'm going to revoke the community supervision of Ms. Mason as she's delinquent, violated term conditional supervision, and had lapse or was about to lapse in criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree. Motion by myself, second by Mr. Johnson. We go back to write Mr. Cornelius. Okay, ma'am, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. Well, our information, you were scheduled to be released on June 5th of 2019. So between now and then, make yourself a good plan so that when you're out, you won't end up back inside. So as long as you don't, when you get out, as long as you don't violate the law again, you won't be back in there. Okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, we wish the best luck. This is what you're hearing. Just lay the phone down on the town, please.
Okay.